Here we are with the Fedora 7 DVD in our DVD drive, and here's our first screen. We're going to install a new system, so using our up and down arrows, that's what we chose, and we almost immediately got this black text-like screen. Wow, it looks a lot like the old Red Hat type back in the 20th century. And here we go again. We can test the media before installation. I already did this, so I'm going to skip this step, but if you have not used this particular CD or DVD before, I strongly suggest doing it once. It doesn't take very long, and it could save you some grief if there's problems halfway through the install. This is our next screen, blank. It takes a moment or two from the DVD to transfer information onto the hard drive so that we can actually run the install program. And the install program looks like this. Very pretty nowadays. And this is when your mouse will start working, and you can start pushing your cursor around. And the first thing you will do is probably push your mouse there and click Next. Clicking Next is very important, it seems, in installing a Linux distribution. I'm going to choose English, even though there's a large quantity, as usual, a large quantity of languages from which to choose. Then the keyboard. I'm choosing US English standard keyboard, because that's what I use, and I use a standard QWERTY keyboard, nothing fancy. Next again. Okay, the partition table on device SDA was unreadable. That's because there is no partition table in this case. I use VMware to do these installation videos, and each, quote, disk, which is really a virtual disk, is blank. Note that we have a number of choices here. We can remove Linux partitions if there were any there, and Fedora sort of assumes you're an experienced Linux user, I suppose. You can modify, you can add a drive, so you can have multiple drives, you can have cancel, but in this case, experienced or not, it's a brand new drive. Let's see what else. We could use free space only if we had something else on there. We can create a custom layout. Let's do a next and look at that. Well, you can see it's a fairly standard ability to partition. You can edit, delete, reset, and you have RAID and LVM options, which are good. In this case, however, we're just showing how it looks, so we're going to remove all partitions and create a default layout. Here we go. We are using ext3, the journaling file system that's current and currently most popular for Linux distributions. It's a good one and a good choice. So here we are. This is the bootloader, which can help us boot not just this particular Fedora installation, but other ones. We could also password it if we wanted. We can boot multiple Linux instances and other operating systems too. My host name is going to be automatically set via DHCP. You do have the option of manual choices. And you can edit your network devices. In this case, I think we're just fine and automatic. Time to choose a time. What time zone would you like to be in? Asian? North American? I'm going to go with the default here, which is New York, America, same as Florida, USA, where I am. Root password. This is extremely important. Write it down if you can't remember it. You must know your root password to do anything else in the future to alter this installation. If you don't know that root password, Bubba, you is in trouble. Now let's choose what software we want. We have a giant DVD full of stuff here, and we can make a server, software development machine, office and productivity machine. We can customize, as you see. Click that and click next, and there's a whole lot of different applications we can choose. We can drill down and look at them and click on each one of these groups and see if there's any particular ones that aren't being installed that we want, and any that are being installed that we don't want. However, in this case, I think we're going to, again, just for demonstration purposes, we're going to look at these development tools. As you can see, a large stack of them. We're going to choose desktop environment this time, though, even though we just might take a look and see how that works. See how you can choose what you want and drill down, optional packages. But we're going to go back, just plain desktop environment. Oh, and we can choose GNOME or KDE. GNOME is the pre-checked default, so, well, let's go there. Next, checking dependencies and packages. This is important that each graphical piece we have has all of the correct text-based programs behind it and everything else it needs to run. That takes a while, so we fast forward to this screen. This is the big deal. We click Next to begin installation of Fedora. Oh yeah, we save some logs, but once we click this, well, we're off and running. And whatever was on that CD or the free space, on the hard drive, or the free space on that hard drive is now being wiped out. Whenever you reformat a file system, that's what happens. We are now irretrievably installing Fedora 7. Transferring digital image to hard drive. This takes a good while, like up to half an hour, so I'm fast-forwarding through it. Well, here you can see what it's like part of the way through, but 15 to 30 minutes, depending on system speed. And then you come back, congratulations, your install is complete, and reboot. The next video, we'll talk about your first boot.